My husband has a terminal illness of the brain, metachromatic leukodystrophy causing frontal temporal dementia. I'm a full-time caregiver and I work part-time. It's really hard to live with a spouse that doesn't remember anything about your dating life. We have three children. We try our best to stay positive.
I'm 15 years old. I'm the oldest of three, and so I think I carry quite a bit of responsibility. I help out with my dad. A few years ago, when it just got too hard and I thought I can't do it anymore, what if I just decided to end it? I had a rusted pocket knife in my room for my dad because we just started giving out stuff that we could remember him with. And I thought, oh, my mom will notice if I cut myself. I have a medication that I take, and I thought, oh, what if when no one was looking, I just took a little bit more than I needed? Then I thought about how many times my mom had told me that she was so happy that I was there to help her. How many times she said that she needed me, and it made it too hard to go through with it. So I let it go. No matter how hard it got to watch him decline and slowly forget things, I never actually thought about trying any of that ever again. I'm really close to my dad, so it's hard to watch.
I'm 13 years old. Last year, when I was in 7th grade, I got bullied, teased around because my dad had dementia. I hated going to school. I always worried about him. He makes me laugh. Sometimes cry. He forgets my age. He doesn't like to share. He gets into my candy. He thinks things are his when they aren't. He doesn't kiss me, but I know he loves me anyway. Even though he got diagnosed, he's still my dad, and I love him.
I'm 10 years old. Last year, I would go to fun stuff, and then when I get home, my dad would always be there, trying to be even more funny than he already is. Whenever I play a video game with him, like a Lego video game, he starts walking away, so it always kills everyone. You have to stay right next to each other, or the Lego characters fall apart. He says the randomest things. All we can do is just laugh and hope nobody thinks we're weird. It's hard having a dad like mine because whenever a friend's over, he always says weird things, so it's hard to get people to like him. I have this friend that loves him because he's hilarious.
My mom had told me that she was so happy that I was there to help her.
All we can do is just laugh and hope.
We try our best to stay positive.